In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Again, I want to invite people to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 9th and the 15th. You can get tickets at the door. It's at the Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Massachusetts. We will be creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. Yes. This is something that happens every year, and it's something that changes people's lives by the grace of God. It always is the grace of God that changes lives. I'm reading from the third chapter of the First Corinthians. Brothers, he means sisters too, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshy people, infants in Christ. I couldn't give you meat to eat. You're not ready for it. You're still infants in Christ. Why? Because you are arguing who you belong to. I belong to Paul. I belong to Paulus. I belong to Peter. No, you're just infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. That's right, they were still in the infant stage. And how many Christians do we have that have been Christians for 40 years that are still in the infant stage? Indeed, you are still not able even now, for you are still in the flesh, in the sarx, the flesh. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not in the flesh and behaving as ordinary human people do? Wherever someone says, I belong to Paul, another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? In other words, who died for you? Did not Jesus die for you? Did he not rise from the dead for you? Like, who do you belong to? Paul? Apollos? It's like saying, you know, I belong to Curcio. I belong to Charismatic Renewal. I'm telling you, I belong to Jesus Christ. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who died for me, hallelujah, and rose from the dead for me, and that is what I proclaim. I belong to Paul, another I belong to Apollos. Are you not merely human in the flesh? What is Apollos, after all, and what is Paul? Ministers to whom you became believers. In other words, they were used by God. But Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God provides the growth. Just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who provides the growth and causes the growth. I tell you, I'm doing this radio program and I'm watering seeds that have already been planted. And I'm also, by God's grace, planting seeds that have never been planted. But who provides the growth? It's not about me. It's not about the radio program. It's about Jesus Christ. He provides the growth. Do you know that today? Do you know that it doesn't make a difference if you went to Curcio or Charismatic Renewal? It doesn't make a difference. God provides the growth, not me. Oh, God might have used me as a messenger, but God provides the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters are equal, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. We are co-workers with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, that's very important to know. We are co-workers with the Holy Spirit. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon the foundation. but each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one lays a foundation other than one that is namely Jesus Christ. The foundation has to be Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of the building in each person's life. You're God's building. If it is not Jesus Christ, you're not a Christian. The foundation must be Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, the work of each will come to light, for the day when the Lord comes will disclose it. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If the work stands that someone built upon the foundation, that person will receive a wage. But if someone's work is burnt up, that one will suffer loss. The person will be saved, but only as through fire. This is purgatory. As through fire, the fire of God's love. Oh yes, it's going to be burned by the fire of God's love, by the love of the cross. Purgatory is not a second chance. It tells you, and I'll read it again, it will be revealed with fire, the fire of God's love, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Was it hay? Was it silver? Was it gold? If the work stands that someone built upon the foundation, that person will receive a wage. But if someone else's work is burned up, one will suffer loss. The person will be saved, but only through fire. Oh yes. Oh yes, God talks about, but it's not a second chance. People think it's a second chance. The foundation must be Christ. The foundation must be Christ. And what do we build upon the foundation? Are we still infants, or are we allowing God to build upon the foundation so that we might be able to give people an answer for what we believe? Do you not know that you are temple of God? Do you not know you're a temple of God? Do you not know that God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells within your broken heart? Do you not know that? No, I'm not talking about in your head. Do you not know you're a son of God? You're a daughter of God? That God dwells within your heart, the Blessed Trinity? When I baptize a baby, I always kiss the baby on the head, because they become temples of the Trinity. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you not know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? You're a temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Do you know this? In other words, you're not left to yourself. God dwells within you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. That's right. Why are we holy? Because God lives within us. The temple is holy because of who dwells within the heart of believers. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Let no one boast about human beings. Don't boast about Paul. Don't boast about Apollos. Don't boast about Peter. Let no one boast about human beings. For everything belongs to you, Paul, or Apollos, or Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All these things belong to you. All belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ to God. Oh yes, everything is ours. Everything is ours. What is ours? All those who preach the gospel, they have belonged to me. They belong to me. And what else belongs to me? The present, the future, everything belongs to me. And I belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Yes, we are nothing but servants of God. Servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Yes. Paul preached all night, and he preached more than milk, and Eutychus fell down dead, and Paul raised him up from the dead. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is, of course, required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. Paul is trustworthy. Why? Because I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. Do you believe that? Do you pass judgment on yourself, or you leave it to God? Repent. Repent. Oh, yes, repent. But don't pass judgment upon yourself. You're too little to judge yourself. Paul says, I don't even judge myself. I'm not even inclined to judge myself. And he made some mistakes. He made some mistakes. He wasn't perfect. But I let God judge me. You know, people say, you know, Frank Sinatra, somebody said to me, Frank Sinatra went to hell. I said to the person, did you die for Frank Sinatra? Were you buried for Frank Sinatra? Did you rise from the dead for Frank Sinatra? I don't know what happened to Frank Sinatra, but I know this. I'll leave it to the one who died for him. Let Jesus make the judgment, not me. I am just the steward of the word of God. I do not pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do therefore stand acquitted. I do not therefore stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that the one who will judge you is the one who had marks in his hands, feet, and side? Isn't it wonderful we're going to be judged by the Lord? It's wonderful that no person's going to judge me. No church is going to judge me. Only Jesus is going to judge me. The one who died and rose from the dead, he is my judge. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light all that is hidden in the darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. Why do we do what we do? Are we trying to make money? The motives of our heart. Lord, forgive us all. Forgive me, Lord. Judge my motives. And then everyone will receive praise from God. Why? Because it will be God who judges us. God who judges us, and God who makes us right with himself through the blood of the Lamb. Do you know that today? Do you know you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that God dwells within you? Do you know that the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells within you? Do you know that when it comes about, when the Lord comes, everything is going to be made manifest, all the darkness? We don't have to judge ourselves. We just have to keep on repenting. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand. I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, so that you may learn from us not to go beyond what is written, so that none of you will be inflated with pride in favor of one person or against another. In other words, again, it makes no difference who brought you to Christ. It makes a difference that Christ provides the growth. Makes no difference if it was Peter, Paul, Apollos, Father Tom. God provides the growth, and he's the one that we need to look at. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, who confers distinction upon you. What do you possess that you have not received? That's a very interesting thing. What do I have that I have not received? I have health. Well, I've received health by the grace of God. I have the scriptures. I received the scriptures by the grace of God. I have preaching. I received preaching by the grace of God. What do you have or possess that you have not received. But if you have received it, why are you boasting as if you did not receive it? In other words, anything we have, we've been given by God, by the grace of God. So we don't need to boast about it. We need to thank God for what He's given us and use what He's given us for the glory of God. For the glory of God. You are already satisfied. You have already grown rich. You have become kings without us. Indeed, I wish that you had become kings so that we also might become kings with you. For as I see it, God has exhibited us apostles as the last of all, like people sentenced to death, since we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, to human beings alike. In other words, the apostles were a spectacle to the world, a spectacle to angels, a spectacle to human beings. They were mistreated. They were called names. We are fools in Christ's account. Let me read that again. We are fools on Christ's account, but you are wise in Christ, and we are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, we are held in disrepute. To this very hour we go hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clad, roughly treated. We wander about homeless. We toil, working with our own hands. When ridiculed, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we respond gently. We have become like the world's rubbish, the scum of all, to this very moment. This is the apostle. You have become great through the preaching of the gospel, but we are ridiculed. But being ridiculed, we bless. We are persecuted, though we endure. We are slandered, though we respond gently. We have become like the world's rubbish, the scum of all, to this very moment. I am writing you this not to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Even if you should have countless guides to Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Jesus Christ. How? Through the preaching of the gospel. Paul considers himself the spiritual father of the Corinthian community. How? Through the preaching of the gospel. Therefore I urge you, be imitators of me. For this reason I am sending you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord. He will remind you of my ways in Christ Jesus, just as I teach them everywhere in every church. I have children too. Spiritual children. I have spiritual children. I want more. I want to form spiritual children in Christ Jesus. I want them to know that it's Christ Jesus who dwells within them. It's not about me being a father. It's about Jesus who dwells in their hearts, who forgives their sins, who was raised from the dead. Oh yes, it's all about Jesus. Do you know that? Most people don't know that. Some have become inflated with pride as if I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon if the Lord is willing, and I shall ascertain, not talk of these inflated people, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but a power. Which do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love and a gentle spirit? Of course he's coming with love and a gentle spirit. But he could come with the rod because they are not spiritual people. We're going to see what they thought. They said, because we have the spirit, we can do whatever we want with our bodies. Paul says, no. It is widely reported that there is immorality among you, an immorality of a kind not even found by pagans. A man is living with his father's wife. In other words, they believed because they were spiritual. They could do whatever they wanted with their bodies. But the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You see, they were absolutely wrong. They considered themselves super spiritual, and they could do what they want with their bodies. A man living with his father's wife, and you are inflated with pride, should you not rather have been sorrowful? Repentant. The one who did this deed should be expelled from your midst. I, for my part, although absent in body, the present in spirit, have already, as if present, pronounced judgment on the one who has committed this deed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when you were gathered together, and I am with you in spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord when he returns. Your boasting is not appropriate. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens all the dough? Clear out the old yeast, so that you may become fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened, for our Paschal Lamb Christ has been sacrificed, hallelujah, sacrificed and raised from the dead. Therefore let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote you in my letter not to associate with immoral people, not at all referring to the immoral of the world. In other words, you've got to deal with the world, and they're immoral. The ones that you're not to associate with are the people in the community that are immoral. Not at all referring to the immoral of this world, or the greedy and robbers or idolaters, for you would then have to leave the world. But I now write to you not to associate with anyone named a brother if he is immoral, if he is greedy, he is idolater, if he is a slanderer, a drunkard, a robber, not even to eat with such a person. For why should I be judging outsiders? Is it not your business to judge those within? God will judge those outside. Purge the evil person from your midst. In other words, Word of God tells us that in the world, you know, we're going to have all these things, these people. In the world, we're going to have all these people. They're drunkards, they're slanderers, they're living with the people they shouldn't be living with. In other words, you have to deal with the world, but we don't judge the world. Let God judge the world. We want to judge what's in the community. And if people in the community are of the world, they what? They take on things of the world. They're philanderers. They eat what's been sacrificed to idols. You have to judge these people and don't have anything to do with them. That's what the Word of God says. And I tell you, my friends, it's very easy to become very judgmental, because I myself don't judge myself. I don't judge myself because I'm going to be judged by Christ. And Christ is God's, and I belong to Christ, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to you, and Christ belongs to God, which means you belong to God. Again, I want to invite you from July 9th to the 15th to Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street, for the School of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you between 9 and 15th. It starts on Sunday evening, the 9th at 7 o'clock. Just come. You can get a ticket at the door. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our May bills. Go to inseason.net and that will bring you to PayPal. Or write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.